I'm here in Afghanistan at a very important moment of Afghanistan's contemporary history. For 10-12 years, there's been modernization. There has been a change from the type of society that was characterizing Afghanistan for a sadly long period. We are at a stage when we will see withdrawals of troops from this country, where the country will expect and hope to enter an era of development. And we are at a stage where it's absolutely crucial that we preserve what has been gained in the area of human rights and not least women's rights. I think by the end of 2014, we will have a period behind us which will be seen later on as one of the most crucial periods of Afghanistan's history.
What is the UN's role in relation to next year's elections, which is seen as being a make or break event for the country?
The elections next year is a make or break event, no doubt, primarily for the people of Afghanistan. This may be the first occasion in their history where they choose a president and choose the political leadership of their country. And it will be of historic significance that that election is free and fair, and of course that there is good participation in the elections. We're very glad to hear during this visit that the two houses now are finalizing their work on the two electoral laws that are to be accepted. And I was also very much assured by the president that he would sign on to the agreement among the houses. And that would clear the path for a legal platform for the elections. But that's only one step. Then you have to make sure that people register for the votes, that the conditions of security are acceptable and reasonably good. And of course that people go and vote. And when I was in Kandahar, I was concerned that women were not registering and that many women were not even planning to vote. So I hope that the government of Afghanistan will, together with their regional counterparts, really come out with a message of the importance of this vote, of this election.
In relation to the peace efforts underway, do you have any views on the recent events in Doha where the office was opened and there was some controversy at the time?
Well, we hope very much that the efforts of the governments and the fact that the Taliban have chosen to start a political process, that these efforts will continue. There was a bump in the road, if I may say so, with the way the office was launched, and the reactions were very strong inside Afghanistan, also internationally. I hope that the Taliban come to the conclusion that this process is necessary and important for the peace and development and prosperity and stability of Afghanistan for the future.
What message do you have for the people of Afghanistan? If you were able to address them right now, what would you say to them?
Well, my message to the Afghan people, after having been here now for 5 days with intense contacts with people on many levels, is that I want to commend them for the progress made in the last 10-12 years. It's been a very difficult period. Many of the Afghan people are living under still very poor conditions and unfortunately with still deep insecurity, still the fear, terror waiting around the corner. And many of them have paid a very heavy price. What I would want to tell them is that these efforts, these sacrifices must not be in vain. These gains on human dignity, on development, these gains on peace have to be preserved. You must not fall back into the nightmares of war and extreme poverty and violations of human rights. In that pursuit, the United Nations is there at the side of the Afghan people. The ideas that are written down in the UN Charter, which I always carry with me, are there to carry us and carry on our work. But the Charter would be an empty document if we who work in the United Nations only look at the rhetoric of the preamble of Chapter 1 of the Charter. Our record will be counted from what we do on the ground, what we do for the people who are affected. So keep both the Charter and, if I may say, the child in mind when we continue the work. And with that, we will be at the side of